day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Oh, this is one of the things I really look forward to heading into Origin. That's catching up with Choppy Close, the former champion rugby league centre of Origin fame. He's in Brisbane at the moment. We'll get a bit of a preview from Choppy. He's set to go. Yes, he is. Hello, Chop.
How you going, Macca?
Good to catch up with you again. This is a tricky one. After what happened in Townsville, I've got to ask you the question, are the Maroons a chance on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. You know, every Origin game is different, and that's the uniqueness about Origin, the concept itself. And I think that, you know, what we've got to do is put the game in Townsville way behind us. I mean, it was probably the worst effort I've ever seen from a Queensland side. And I say that, you know, with the greatest of honesty. I think our guys really bludged on what the guys produced in the last game last year. Mm. They never raised a sweat, and they've got no right to do that when they represent Queensland. However, this game's different. We've got a probably marginally better team going into this game. And as I said right at the start, we certainly do have a chance of winning.
I've got to tell you, I'm terrified by the prospect of 18-year-old, well, he's virtually a schoolboy, Reef Walsh at fullback, up against James Tedesco.
Yeah, look, you'd think it was a mismatch, but if you watched young Walshy play this year, he's been outstanding. I mean, he's just been a breath of fresh air. And, you know, at Origin level, those little insights that he can create into the enemy territory, you know, that could lead to a try, and we've got to give it a chance. I mean, what's the point of keeping our artillery dry if we're not going to use it? And, you know, even at 18, if we go back through history and look at Ben Eichen had a fantastic debut in Origin. Mm. Alan Langer had a fantastic debut in Origin. All of those players came in at a very early age. Mm. And in game one of Origin history in 1980, there were eight players that were 21 or under in that team. Mm. So I think that Gus Gould's been blowing it out of his ring hole about how too much young he is.
Oh, me too. Oh, there's a lot of people just fed up to the teeth with Gus Gould. But anyway, let's move on. Here's the challenge, a super challenge to me, as much as I'm a great admirer of the footwork of Valentine Holmes. Look who he's up against. This Brian To'o is absolutely mercurial. I don't know how Holmes is going to handle him.
He's a powder keg. You don't know when he's going to, you know, explode. Yes. And bust through the line. He's
Yes.
just an enormously... strong player, and he's a pleasure to watch. I wish he was a Queenslander, but he's not. And he really did some damage in game one. And if we don't get on top of him in this game, it's certainly going to be another embarrassing time for Valentine Holmes. I'm with you. I think Valentine Holmes is a very good winger, and I think he's up to the task of handling him. And, you know, it's an interesting challenge that's going to come over the night.
Now, here's another one. Thrilled to see Josh Papali back in the... Well, hang on, there's a new pronunciation, isn't it? Josh Papali'i. Yes. We've got to change... Obviously, obviously, someone's later complained about the pronunciation, but anyway, Papali'i.
We've almost got to do an arty beats and giggle at the end of it.
Exactly.
Papali'i.
Exactly. That. Now, he's back in, and he never lets us down in Origin.
Look, he's a fantastic player, and last year he was really... We won the series on the back of his effort. The thing that worries me, Macca, is this, that if everybody stands back waiting for Josh Papali to provide the muscle and they don't bend their back and involve themselves in the game as well, we're not going to win it. Mm. We need everyone to give a Josh Papali effort so that he can play to the peak of his ability and he can't be left there one out. We need to see those other forwards bend their backs and have a go.
I want to run this by you with all your experience of Origin. They're making a big deal of this Jerome Luai, public enemy number one, they're calling him, with Maroon star Cameron Munster sledging his 5'8 rival because Queensland are seeking revenge for the photo that sparked a new Origin villain. This was Luai, who was smirking at Felice Kafusi, who was on the ground just after the Blues had scored one of their numerous tries. Does that sort of thing really lift the Maroons when they want to get square with somebody who's been a smartass?
Well, I hope not, because, I mean, we need much more than that. We need much more than revenge. You know, we need to be out there, not worried about what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're behaving. And you know what? He had every right to look down on the Queensland effort in that try. It was shit out. Sorry, it was terrible.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you know, let's forget about them. Let's think about what we can do. And Cameron Munster could do a lot better for himself than be moaning and carrying on about the opposition and having a look inside his own jumper and finding out where he can find the effort to play and put all that stuff to the side.
Choppy, it's always a great pleasure. All the best Sunday night.
I can't wait, mate. And as I've always told all of your followers, and I know that you've got thousands of them up there, mate, it doesn't matter where we're playing, everybody has to yell as hard as they can for the entire game.
Here we go.
There we go.
Queenslander.
Queenslander.
Chris Choppy Close, the Origin Rugby League legend on the line from Brisbane, 28-12.